from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Larry Marcio. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from three donors. The first is Johannes Hartanto from Singapore, for his grandson, Jonathan Francis Teng, on the occasion of his sixth birthday this very day. The second is an anonymous donor from Mississauga, Ontario, in thanksgiving for blessings received. The third are Sally and Tom Oka from New Westminster, British Columbia, in thanksgiving for blessings received, for good health, for peace in the family, and for the return of family members to the church. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. Today, all of us wish Jonathan a very happy sixth birthday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My dear friends, we prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Let us take a moment to call to mind our sins, always relying on the mercy of God. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I've done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us of our sins, and bring us all to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Today we celebrate the memorial of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. 14 years after I visited Syria and Cilicia, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, asking Titus along with me. I went up in response to a revelation. Then I laid before those in Jerusalem, though only in a private meeting with the acknowledged leaders, the gospel that I proclaim among the Gentiles, in order to make sure that I was not running or had not run in vain. On the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel for the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel for the circumcised, for he who worked through Peter, making him an apostle to the circumcised, also worked through me and sending me to the Gentiles. And when James and Cephas and John, who were acknowledged pillars, recognized the grace that had been given to me, they gave to Barnabas and me the right hand of fellowship, agreeing that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. They asked only one thing, that we remember the poor, which was actually what I was eager to do. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood self-condemned. For until certain people came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But after they came, he drew back and kept himself separate for fear of the circumcision faction. And the other Jews joined him in this hypocrisy, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not acting consistently with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, if you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, How can you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. You have received the Spirit which makes us God's children, and in that Spirit we call God our Father. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial." My brothers and sisters in Christ, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends, today our Gospel from St. Luke gives us his version of the Lord's Prayer. After listening to our gospel today, we certainly should be inspired to ask ourselves, do I pray with so much confidence as Jesus prayed to his heavenly Father? As we know, at the time of Jesus, Jewish prayer was very formal. The rabbis had a prayer for each and every occasion. It certainly was the custom for the rabbis to teach their disciples a simple prayer that their followers could use on a regular basis. Jesus gave his disciples this prayer we heard in the gospel today, which is called either the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer. In St. Matthew's gospel, there is a longer version found in chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. So today we ourselves ask, what does Jesus' prayer tell us about his relationship with the Father and also about our relationship with the Father when we pray the Our Father. First and foremost, it tells us that God is both Father and Creator, and also author of all that He has created. We can see that Jesus had a very intimate relationship with His Father. For St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14 to 15, that all fatherhood and motherhood is derived from God. St. John tells us that in Jesus Christ, we are reborn and become the adopted children of God, taking from John 1, 12 to 13, and 3, 3. So at the time of Jesus, if you remember, studying Scripture, no one would ever call God Father in the Jewish prayer. Jesus taught us to call Him Father, even more intimate, Abba, a relationship between Jesus and the Father. And He's giving us permission as the children of God to also call God Father. We are able to approach in this way the prayer because Jesus has opened the way to heaven for all of us. Of course, He did this through His own death and resurrection in obedience to the Father's will. So when we ask for God's help, He gives us grace and He gives us mercy. He is kind and forgiving towards us, and of course, He then expects us to be kind and forgiving before our neighbor. And yes, we can pray with expectant faith because we truly know that the Father loves us and treats us as faithful sons and daughters. His love and grace transform us and make us like Himself as we continue in holiness. And that's what we're doing here on earth in our journey, to become holier people, to be like the Father. When in turn, we must also love our neighbor and treat them with compassion and loving kindness. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. These are the great commandments. So when we pray the Our Father, we must love our Father. And that also means that we must ask God to forgive us in proportion as to how we forgive those who have wronged us. Taken from Matthew 6, 14, 15. Truly believe that God's grace can free us from anger, from resentment, from envy, and from hatred. So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we ask ourselves today after listening to our gospel, are we ready to forgive others as the Lord Himself forgives us? That is the question posed for us today. So I mentioned at the beginning of our celebration of the Holy Mass, this is a very joyful feast of the Lady of the Holy Rosary. Our church tradition tells us that Saint Dominic introduced the Rosary as a devotional aid in our prayers. However, we believe it has been a form of prayer even before Saint Dominic of the 13th century. We believe it is based on the 150 Psalms. The Lord's Prayer was prayed 150 times, and then others were added, especially the first part of the Hail Mary, based on the Scripture. By the 16th century, the Rosary had three chaplets, and the Church added the second part of the Hail Mary, Holy Mary, Mother of God. And in the years 1569, Pope Pius V officially approved the Rosary. And as we know, the late St. John Paul II added the luminous mysteries during his pontificate. So on this feast, let us reflect upon the mystery of Our Lady of the Rosary that is unraveling itself in the world today. Perhaps sometime today, on this feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, we can make a promise to Mary to pray the Rosary, to rid our world especially of this terrible COVID-19 virus. And today we also give thanks to the Lord for all the wonders that he has bestowed upon Mary, our mother and our queen. Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, pray for us. We now offer our prayers and our petitions to our loving Father. First and foremost, we pray for the Holy Father, Pope Francis, who by God's grace will continue to lead our church through these troubling waters of the COVID-19 pandemic. For the Pope, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us also pray for an increase to the priesthood, religious life, and permanent diaconate, including 7 men who were ordained this past Saturday, October the 3rd, for the Archdiocese of Toronto. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intention book, we pray that during this time of thanksgiving, we will be grateful for all of our gifts and be willing to share our goods and talents with one another. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And on this day of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, let us pray for all of our seniors, especially those who may be celebrating birthdays today. And I would like to recognize Irene Fleming, who has been watching the TV Mass since its inception, and she celebrates 97 years today. In conclusion, let us ask Mary, the Mother of God, to pray for us and to especially pray for all seniors when we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of the water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With a humble and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight be pleasing to you. Wash away my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may be rightly conformed to these offerings we bring, and so honor the mysteries of your only begotten Son, as to be made worthy of his promises, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, to praise your mighty deeds in the exaltation of all the saints, and especially as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to proclaim your kindness as we echo her thankful hymn of praise. For truly, even to earth's ends, you have done great things and extended your abundant mercy from age to age. When you looked on the lowliness of your handmaid, you gave us through her the author of our salvation, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exalted praise as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are holy indeed, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Jesus.
We offer peace to our neighbor.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. peace of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world, and blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Would those of you at home join with me now in this act of spiritual communion? My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. We pray, O Lord our God, that just as we proclaim in this sacrament the death and resurrection of your Son, so being made partakers in his suffering, we may also merit a share in his consolation and his glory, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you on this holy day, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass is ended. Go forth in peace to love and to serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. Remember that all requests for prayers are included in our prayer intentions book and shared with all of our sons.
Day by day, while from our Father's garden, with loving hearts and bold, we gather to thine white and red and gold. O Queen of the Holy Rosary, each mystery blends with